True change comes from taking small, steady steps. Kendra Adaki spent much of her life trying to meet impossible standards, especially growing up with an abusive father who was always angry and unpredictable. To avoid his wrath, she made sure her room was always clean and worked hard to get straight A's. But no matter what she did, it was never good enough, and her father would always find something to criticize. This constant pressure left her feeling exhausted and like she was failing. It also made her feel lonely because she was so focused on being perfect that she couldn't open up to the people she loved. Adaki appeared perfect on the outside, but she was struggling inside and needed support. Being a perfectionist was draining and lonely, but she didn't know there was another way. When she moved out for her first job, she faced many new challenges. Realizing she couldn't do everything perfectly, she gave up trying altogether. She stopped caring, let her house get messy, and stopped trying to impress at work or with friends. However, she still felt exhausted because she was stuck in the perfectionist mindset. Instead of trying too hard, she simply chose not to try at all, which wasn't truly her. The lazy genius way, finding balance. Adaki struggled with following her true passions because of outside pressures, and though it seemed like she no longer cared, she still worried about what others thought. Eventually, she discovered a balanced approach she calls being a lazy genius. Instead of aiming for perfection, she focused on what truly mattered to her. For example, having a perfect house wasn't as important as creating a space for people to connect. While she found gardening a waste of time, baking pies brought her happiness. Adaki learned to trust her instincts and found ways to pursue her passions imperfectly, without stressing over every detail. Real change occurs through small, consistent steps. We've all experienced the frustration of not learning something quickly enough. This happened to Adaki when she decided to start yoga. She was excited, signed up for 3 classes a week, and felt motivated to improve. But within a few weeks, her enthusiasm faded, and she gave up. The reason? She tried to do too much too fast. Like many of us, she set unrealistic expectations and pushed herself too hard, which led to burnout. When we rush to change, it's easy to lose momentum and end up quitting. It's easy to get frustrated when things don't go perfectly, and we might give up completely. But real change comes from taking small steps. Perfectionism makes us think that if we can't do something perfectly, it's not worth doing, but that's not true. Instead, focus on progress, no matter how small. Even a little improvement is better than giving up. For example, Adaki decided to do 1 yoga pose every day. It only took a few minutes, and it was easy to fit in, even with a busy schedule. Over time, the pose became easier, and she got more flexible. Small steps, big changes. She took a small step and started the yoga practice she always wanted. For lazy geniuses, making small changes is the key. The strategies we'll talk about work best when you go slow. Don't try to change everything at once. Start by making 1 small change in your routine, and when it becomes a habit, try another. Real change takes time, but the results can be huge. By making small, easy changes, you can improve your life in a lasting way. Fixed decisions bring clarity and focus. Mondays are tough because we feel like we have to start everything over after a relaxing weekend. Getting back to work, school, or appointments can feel overwhelming. Adaki found that making fixed decisions helped her manage this stress. For example, every Monday, she wears the same outfit, a simple black top and jeans. This routine gave her control. She didn't have to think about what to wear, making mornings less stressful. This is the benefit of fixed decisions, they clear up mental space. Making fixed decisions can help you feel calmer and more focused. You can use this idea in different parts of your life, like meal planning, plan your meals for the week so you don't have to decide every day. Grocery shopping, pick a day each week to shop at the same store. Making these decisions ahead of time helps you avoid the stress of planning all the time. It makes your day-to-day tasks easier to handle. Simplify tasks for better results. When you clean a messy kitchen, it's quicker and easier if you group tasks, like clearing the counters first, then loading the dishwasher, and finally wiping down the surfaces. This saves time and helps you stay calm because you can focus on one thing at a time. You can apply this to holidays too by setting traditions, like going out for dinner on birthdays or spending Christmas Eve with your in-laws. For gifts, instead of stressing about what to buy throughout the year, plan and buy all your presents at once. This makes the celebrations less stressful and more enjoyable, allowing you to relax and enjoy time with family and friends. Plan to diffuse stressful situations effectively. Life can often feel overwhelming, like when you're picking up your kids from school and they're hungry and grumpy. Normally, you'd make them a snack at home, but your fridge is empty, so you plan to stop by the supermarket. Just as you're about to go in, you realize you forgot your wallet. These moments can leave you feeling stressed but asking yourself, "What can I do now to make things easier later?" can help. For example, preparing snacks in advance and leaving them out before picking up your kids can calm their hunger quickly and give you a moment to relax when you get home. Planning ahead can help you avoid stress and make daily life easier. Small steps like preparing in advance can reduce the pressure we face. For example, if you struggle with getting to work on time, try packing your lunch the night before. Or, set up a special place for your keys and bank cards so you never forget them. Another way to handle stress is by creating routines. Routines help you stay on track with what's important to you. If starting your day calmly matters, try waking up before everyone else to enjoy a quiet cup of coffee. Work routines can also improve your day. Before starting your workday, ask yourself what kind of energy or mindset you want. To get energized, you could listen to an upbeat song, or take a walk to clear your mind. Keep in mind that routines don't have to be rigid. You can adjust them as needed. By planning ahead and establishing helpful routines, you can make your days smoother and less stressful. It's like setting up a chain reaction of good habits. Simple rules can transform your home. Have you ever visited someone's house and felt overwhelmed by all the rules about how to behave? House rules are meant to keep things in order, but if there are too many, they can get in the way of real connection. On the other hand, having no rules at all can lead to chaos and mess, making it hard to relax. The solution is to have a few simple rules that help create a positive atmosphere without taking away from the comfort of home. For example, if you struggle with messes building up, you might create a rule where someone in the family loads the dishwasher every night and empties it every morning. The key point is that introducing a few simple rules can make a big difference in how your home feels. To keep your home organized, everything should have its place. Your space is limited, so if you have too much stuff, it will end up spilling out of drawers and closets, creating clutter and stress. Simplify your space for a better life. You don't have to become a minimalist, but making space for the things that matter most can improve your environment. For example, display your favorite books on a big shelf or organize your spice rack if you love cooking. When everything has its own place, it's easier to find and use. At the same time, get rid of things you don't need, like broken items or clothes you never wear. Clearing out clutter, especially from places like your kitchen counter, will make your space feel more organized and inviting, helping you focus on what really matters and connect more easily with family or housemates. Take time to reflect on what matters to you. Living according to your own values and needs, rather than trying to meet others' expectations, allows you to focus on what truly matters to you. This helps you avoid spreading yourself too thin by trying to please everyone or do everything, letting you concentrate on what brings meaning and satisfaction to your life. If you're unsure of what matters, it's likely because you've spent so much time meeting other people's standards that you've lost touch with your own desires. To find out what's important to you, you need to take some time to listen to yourself and reconnect with your needs. To trust your instincts, you first need to make time for rest and self-care, which goes beyond just bubble baths or face masks. It's about doing what makes you feel most like yourself, alive, confident, and at ease. Whether it's going for a run, reading, or enjoying some time alone, start small and look for brief moments in your day. Even on busy days, 15 minutes of checking in with yourself can help, and you can aim for 30 minutes of exercise weekly or a full day alone every few months. If this feels tough, it's often not about time but about feeling deserving of rest. Once you tune into your intuition, you'll understand your desires, values, and what mental clutter is getting in the way. We can't avoid challenges, but we can control our response. Life goes through different phases, influenced by natural cycles, work and school schedules, and major events we can't control. For example, having a baby can change your priorities, while losing a job might start a new journey of self-discovery. Some of these phases can be tough or uncomfortable. How we experience them varies from person to person. While some new parents may feel happy with their baby, others might find it challenging or lonely. Instead of comparing yourself to others, Focus on recognizing and accepting your own emotions, even when they're difficult. Difficult situations are part of life, and while it's natural to want to avoid tough emotions, sometimes we can't escape them. For example, you can't speed up your baby's growth or stop grieving after losing a loved one, no matter how hard it is. The key is to face these challenges head-on and learn from them. Accepting where you are doesn't mean giving up, it actually helps you take the next step. Instead of worrying about the future, focus on what you can do right now. Remember, tough times don't last forever, and if you stay engaged, you'll grow stronger and more resilient through the experience. We must first be our own best friends before letting others in. Perfectionists often fear failure, which leads them to constantly try to improve and fix themselves, using self-help strategies as a way to criticize their progress. You might feel the same, thinking you haven't done enough or aren't improving fast enough. But the reality is, you're not a self-improvement project, you're already as valuable as you are. Instead of focusing on impossible goals, try showing yourself the kindness and understanding you would give to a good friend, and celebrate the growth you've already made. To build genuine friendships, start by accepting yourself as you are, which creates space for others to connect with you. Being vulnerable and showing your imperfections allows real connections to happen, whether it's a messy house or feelings of anxiety. Don't worry about being perfect, invite people over, even if you're not prepared, and let go of the need to impress. Friendships thrive on honesty, so share your struggles. But also celebrate small victories and simple joys with those around you. When you let your guard down, it encourages others to do the same, making room for true support and connection. Key points. 1. Simplify your life by focusing on what truly matters and letting go of unnecessary pressures. 2. Real growth happens when we stop rushing and start making small, manageable changes. 3. Fixed decisions help reduce stress and give you mental clarity for more focus. 4. Simplify tasks and routines to make everyday life easier and less overwhelming. 5. Reflect on what matters most to you and let go of others' expectations. 6. Be kind to yourself to build stronger, more genuine connections.